10th meeting and of the Othello City Council. Call this meeting to order. Would you all please rise for our Pledge of Allegiance, led by Dan Deaver.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 1.3 on our agenda is roll call. All city council and mayor are present. Item 1.4 on our agenda is the citizen input. Is there any citizen who would like to stand and address the Othello City Council tonight? Okay, hearing none. This time, item number 2, I would like to ask for a motion for approval of our agenda tonight.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion has been made and second to approve the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 3, our consent agenda. I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda for tonight.
Make that motion.
Go ahead.
All right, we've had a motion made and second to approve the second agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Under current business 4.1, this time I would like to ask Sergeant Dave Rim, who is our interim police chief, to please come forward. I want to recognize Officer Rim. It's my pleasure and honor to honor Officer Dave. I want to read a few things, words about Officer Rim. Tonight he's going to receive an award for his 25 years of service to the Othello Police Department. Sergeant Rim was hired on April 1st, 1989. Some of his accomplishments include he was a DARE officer. When I was out this week in the community, and some of the, there were some younger kids who said, he gave me my DARE certificate. So when they heard that you had been named interim police chief, they were very proud and thankful. Dave was also a certified polygrapher for the department, a hostage negotiator for the department. He was a field training officer. He started the Shop with a Cop program that has benefited many of our citizens. Dave has been a detective for our department. He's been the school resource officer. He was promoted to sergeant, and he attended Southern Police Institute. And most recently, he was appointed as the Othello interim police chief. He's here with his family, his wife, Christina, his son, Ian, his daughter, Krista, his sister, Mary Ann, his father, Larry, and his brother-in-law, Rio. We want to thank you all for coming. Dave is highly respected by the police department and our citizens in this community, and it is my great pleasure and honor, first of all, to thank you, and also to present you with this award of 25 years of service, Sergeant David Rim, in appreciation for your dedicated support to the citizens of Othello. We sit down. Would you like to say a few words?
I want to say thanks to the whole city. Am I hanging on to
that? Okay, good. All right. Thanks, Dave. The next item on our agenda is item 4.2, digitizing records project. Stan Anderton has a presentation that he'd like to present to the Othello City Council.
Mayor, council, citizens. Presentation, that sounds like I'm gonna do something. Over the period of time that I've been with the city, which actually happens to be 6 years today that I started working here, we've had a number of times we've had public disclosure requests that require a large amount of searching to find the documents that we need to fulfill those requests. It's cost a lot of money. It takes a lot of staff time, and in keeping with the idea of having transparency in government, which is important. The public who pay their taxes have a right to see and know what their elected officials and what their staff are doing with that, with those tax dollars. So I, in conjunction with the mayor, who talked to me about it very shortly after his election, and in discussing with Wade, and I have long been a proponent of digitizing our records, we would convert all of the hard copy records, if the council is in agreement, hard copy records and our current digital records on our servers into a format where they could be stored and searched easily electronically, so we don't have to drive down to a building where we have records stored or dig in closets and go through file cabinet after file cabinet every time we need to find something that isn't a current on the server document. This will require us to have some funding. We are searching for funding sources, grant monies, anything that we can to help to offset or totally pay those costs. We have not yet found that. We've just started that search. But we anticipate that the actual scanning of those documents will take 2 to 3 months. But there's a lot more to it than just that, and because we, as we scan them, they need to be organized in such a way that they can be retrieved easily. They need to be marked with metadata. You've all heard that term before with relation to the documents, so that we know the retention schedules, and they will be also marked as to whether they are confidential or whether they should be public. So only those documents that the public can see would be, as we're proposing it, would be on a website where they could go through the web browser and search through those documents and look at those public records. And those documents which are not for public view would, of course, be isolated. It would just be for our purposes of searching and retrieval that they would be in that format. Are there any questions?
So, Stan, the idea is to simplify these public records acts requests in order for people that could get their own information.
Correct, correct. There would no longer be a need to submit a formal request for most records. There are some things that they may wish to submit that formal request, but if those documents are available online, then they would just be referred to those sites.
Now that would be from the City of Othello website?
That would be yet to be determined. Certainly a link from the website. I believe that this would run on a separate server, but linked from that website. There's matters of security beyond what a hosted website is going to be able to give us. But staff, when we need to look up anything, we also log in through that web interface, and by entering username and password, and are authenticated to be someone that has the ability, we can check out a document, review it, print it. They will also be able to download and print copies, PDF copies. Mm-hmm. But if anything needs to be added to it, if it's a current document we're using, we could make a revision. All of that would be in the metadata showing who checked it out, what changes were made, on what date, and that would all be part of the document.
So I guess in my mind is then, do you have any project proposed, you know, time that you think it would take to complete this project?
Let me answer that. Stan and I talked about this today. What I told Stan was we'd like to get this done in a timely fashion, but not rush it because it has to be done right.
Yeah.
So we're looking at, our goal would be to do it within about 6 months, if possible, but once we get into it, it may take longer, it may take less.
Okay.
And that's why we didn't come to you also with an estimate of how much money, because we've got an idea, but this is going to be an iterative process. And what Sam's goal tonight, and my goal, was to just brief the council that we're starting to work on this and get your consensus that this is a good idea to press forward. So once we get into it, once Stan gets into it, we'll know more, probably within the next month or two, probably within a month or so, how long it's going to take, and perhaps a good estimate of how much it costs. But at this point, we want to make sure you guys are in agreement this is a good idea.
Very good. Okay. Council?
Yep.
Dan?
It's a great idea.
Corey?
So what is there computer cost, or is there software cost that goes with this? And or would you use staff to do the scanning, or would you hire some company to come in and scan all this and take out sensitive information that's not supposed to go out? Like,
right. Since I spoke with Wade earlier today, I've made some other phone calls, done some research, got on with some of my counterparts in the state, Cities and Counties Association, and those people who have been and are doing this in their own process right now, recommended a particular piece of software, and certainly a type of software, being document management software. And I called and talked to the president of the company that I actually have known from attending the various conferences, that I'm optimistic it can be done within the time frame if we can receive the funding, whether it's directly from council or through grants. And I believe most of it has, and I will know more probably a week from now, I think most of it could be done in-house with staff and perhaps some other additional staff. And I'll be happy to brief you in the morning about that, what I found out.
Okay. Is there other cities, have you talked to any other cities doing this, and what is the public's view on, you know, the ease of access and telling them, just go to this website? I'm for it. I think it's
right.
Great. You know, don't get me wrong, but I think we might want to check with that too and see if, you know, we're going to need to really look at the line of what can go and what can't go on it. That would be my only, you know.
And that's part of it. That's part of the, right. the one of the details we have to figure out, what can go on it, what can't. And we'll figure that out. To answer your question, as far as other cities, yes, they are. Stan's going to be talking to them.
Right. Yeah. Grant County just purchased the system. They imported documents that they already had, over 2 million records, into this particular system. Obviously, they're buying a few more licenses than what we would have. Douglas County is going that same direction. But one of the leaders in putting the documents out for the people in transparency of government is Bellevue. And they have been doing this for a few years, and a lot of the other bigger cities over on the coast have been doing this. And it isn't an easy process. I certainly wouldn't want to lead you to believe that it's just we buy the software and instantly everything happens. Unfortunately, a very large percentage of that burden goes to our city clerk, because as the records manager for the city, she will have to review certainly categories of documents, and perhaps even every document, before it can be posted online, to make certain that any information that needs to be redacted is redacted from those copies, and that these are items that can and should be disclosable.
That's a big task.
It is.
So
certainly she will need help with that.
All of this information will be categorized. You can go in and view budgets from years past and pull up minutes from council meetings and so on and so forth?
Right. That's the way I would envision it, you people in the driver's seat. I just make it happen.
Well, as was, Eugene asked about other cities, we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We're going to see other people who've done this and benchmark off of their ideas, and that's probably what we're going to find out. John, is that people have categorized this, and it's a way of the future. You know, this is where people are going. As far as your comment about citizens, People are used to going online and getting everything they need. And this will take, it's been a lot of short-term pain for Debbie and the staff, but long-term gain, because it'll eventually take off a lot of burden. We can just say, go to the website, we can even direct them to the category, and that'll be way easier. We've already had how many PREs this year? 17. But you're taking up a good deal of time for the staff, including me, trying to figure them out, so.
Well, it'll definitely pay for itself in the long run.
It will.
Okay. No other questions?
Any further comments? Okay, thank you very much, Stan. Item 4.3 on our agenda, consideration of contract with the Proffman Company. Wade?
Mayor and council, citizens, as you know, the police chief resigned last week, and we are in the process of searching for a new one. The mayor and I have discussed this, and we think that the best way to go is to go with the same company that hired me. Maybe we'll get luckier this time. They seem to do a good job. They have a guarantee of 1 year. They've sent a notional contract, which we attached to your board docs. There's a couple mistakes in it that our lawyer has found that they'll change, but the bottom line is it's going to cost, in the contract, around $15,000 plus some other expenses, so close to $20,000. But as the mayor and I have discussed, we can't afford to make a mistake, so we're going to make sure we get the right person for the job. And we could go other directions trying to do it ourselves, but that would be arduous. We don't really have the staff, the recruiting staff, to do that. So we ask that you all consider this course of action, and I'll turn it back over to the mayor at this point. Are you all for questions?
Does the council have any questions of Wade about the contract?
I just got a comment. I think it's a good idea. I mean, it was a real easy process when we were looking for a wage job. I think it went really well, and I think it's a really good idea.
It is very thorough. It was very, very thorough. So I think it's a great idea. Okay. See heads nod. Anyone want to turn that head nod into a motion?
I'll make a motion. Can we move to approve the contract with Proffman Company?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, Wade. Association of Wadi, item 4.4 on our agenda is the Association of Washington Cities Community Scholarship Program. Each year, the Association of Washington Cities awards four scholarships statewide in the amount of $1,250 to 2014 outstanding young leaders in Washington State. The City of Othello received two applications. We have selected Brianna Bagwell. Her parents are Donnie and Jennifer Bagwell, and her application will be forwarded to the Association of Washington Cities for consideration of the four scholarships. Moving on to item 4.5, proclamation declaring Othello cleanup days. I have a proclamation to read. This is the 17th annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days, whereas the city, in conjunction with Adams County, Consolidated Disposal Services, Inc., Washington Carriers, Royal Organics, Oscar's Towing, Experience Merchandise, which is the Adams County Developmental Center, Allied Waste, volunteers and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, yard vegetation, and old computers and televisions in an effort to improve the appearance of the community. And whereas the students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter when they are out on walks around the city. Now, therefore, I do hereby designate the week of March 31st through April 5th, 2014, as the 17th annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days. And I urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. Signed this 10th day of March, Mayor Sean Logan. I want to also mention that that is also the weekend of our Sandhill Crane Festival, so cleaning up the community right before a major community event just makes this all the more timely. Moving on. Item 4.6, budget ordinance amendment. Spencer, you have a informational report?
Yes, thank you very much, Mayor and Council. A few weeks ago, at our last regular meeting, the Beautification Committee came before Council to give an update on the beautification project, the street lighting project that they're heading up. At that meeting, they requested $25,000 from Council to go towards that project. And the council said, well, let's go ahead, let's do this, and we'll fund it out of the street fund. And to make that official, I created this ordinance here, officially amending the budget to include that $25,000 in the street fund. So the street fund, I'm just increasing the previously budgeted expenses from that fund by $25,000 for the street lighting beautification project. The other change that you'll notice in here is $146,000 that I'm adding to the beginning fund balance. The reason for that is when we were creating our budget, our estimated beginning fund balance was $284,000. And now that we're into the year, that we know what our actual is. And so I'm just updating that figure to reflect the actual. So we have our estimated ending fund balance here in the street fund. At this time, I would it's the recommendation of staff and committee to approve this ordinance.
Council? Questions? All right. Yes, Joe.
In the motion under the first paragraph, the request was $255,000.
Yeah.
What's that and represent?
Was it on the ordinance?
Explanation of review.
Yeah, I believe that's a typo. The request from the beautification committee was 25.
Oh, yes, I see. In the memo. Yeah, take one of those fives out. The official ordinance is correct.
Okay.
Just $25,000.
Okay.
I apologize for that.
Yeah. Sticky.
I couldn't find it anywhere, so I couldn't figure it out.
I
didn't want to assume that it was a mistake. Spence.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This time, then. Thank you, Spencer. I would entertain a motion to approve the budget amendment ordinance.
I'll make that motion.
Second it.
2 seconds. Johnson? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 4.7, appointment to the Planning Commission. We had an application submitted to the City of Othello for the appointment to the Planning Commission by Mike Bailey. There was a request, and at this time, question, is it the mayor has the authority, or is it the council approved the appointment to the Planning Commission? There you go. Is there any discussion on Mike Bailey being appointed to this Planning Commission? We've had a vacancy for a number of months at least. I don't know if it's been that, how long it's been. So at this time, I would entertain a motion to appoint or accept my appointment of Mike Bailey to the Planning Commission.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item number five, unfinished business. Is there any unfinished business that a council member would like to bring before the council? Item six, new business. Is there any new business to come before the council? No? All right. And at this time, I'd like to move into our next agenda item, executive session, 7.1, potential litigation. And with that, I would anticipate our executive session will be 15 to 20 minutes, let's say 20 minutes. And I would have Wade, Catherine, the city council remain, Debbie as well. Okay. And with that, I would ask the public to adjourn to our foyer.